Alaska's Congressman Don Young today hosted a hearing of the Subcommittee on Indian and Alaska Native Affairs in Fairbanks. Young spoke candidly with Native Alaskan representatives who testified about how federal laws and policies affect rural energy prices. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
It's rare for a federal subcommittee to host a hearing outside of Washington, D.C.'s Beltway. U.S. Representative and Subcommittee Chairman Don Young said he wanted to make a point of bringing the hearing home to Alaska so that other members could get a sense of how federal energy policies affect Native Alaskan villages. Of the 14 members that serve on the subcommittee, Young was the only one to make it to Fairbanks.
This energy problem is not new. It's just the fact it's getting more accentuated when you're paying $10 a gallon for heating oil and, you know, $9 a gallon for gasoline. And you look at what's happened here in Fairbanks and Anchorage, gas here is at $4.27. It'll probably go to $5. Well, you think of what that does to a village.
Representatives from three Native corporations, one tribal government, and the Renewable Energy of Alaska Project, or REAP, testified at the hearing. Jerry Isaac is the president and CEO of Tanana Chiefs Conference. He told Representative Young that his constituents have plenty of solutions, but few resources to implement them.
Oftentimes we look at public policy and public projects on the basis of people coming in from the outside trying to solve a local issue. And I think it is more important to try to recruit local people to solve their own problems.
Isaac represents 42 villages in interior Alaska. During the hearing, the panel discussed the cost of environmental impact and feasibility studies that often precede rural energy development. Isaac told Representative Young he isn't seeing enough action after those studies are complete.
My Lord, you know, if you give me $400 million over for a period of like 10 years, I would have solved and arrested many of the socioeconomic issues in the rural in TCC region. You got to be practical and you got to be conscious of the monies that you spend. You know, the research studies are good for a period of time.
Congressman Young nodded his head.
That's what's killed us, discussing, not solving. Just do it. I agree with Jerry.
Edward Alexander came from Fort Yukon for the hearing.
I'm the second chief of the Gwich'ajeg-Gwich'in tribal government.
Chief Alexander invited other members of the subcommittee to Fort Yukon to attend renewable energy workshops and committee meetings in that community.
You know, it's up to those people of that committee to understand that, you know, hey, an energy hearing in Alaska, when you're talking about one-third the land mass of the country, is an important event. And I think it's almost disrespectful for other members of that committee not to be here today. There's a lot of opportunities up here for our people, but it's, you know, without active participation on their part, I think that this is the problem. This is the problem.
The congressman says he believes Alaska's rural energy problems are not insurmountable. He asked those that testified to put their wish list for rural energy projects in Alaska in writing so that he could hand deliver them to his Washington, D.C. counterparts. Young says he also has a wish list for Alaska.
You could hear all different opinions, but there should be a commissioner sits at the table with the governor, so on the state level, sits on the table with the governor, and has a position that can get things done.
Young says federal overregulation is the largest hindrance to harnessing both renewable and non-renewable energy resources statewide. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.